सवाल किए जाओ। वेलकम टू द सफारी क्विज शो ब्रॉट टू यू बाय सफारी किड, द अमेजिंग प्री स्कूल एंड आफ्टर स्कूल प्रोग्राम अबाउट होम। यू कैन फाइंड आउट मोर एट safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com, विद 18 ब्रांचेस इन द बे एरिया एंड मेनी मोर नेशनली एंड इंटरनेशनली। देर आर रियली रिस्पेक्टेड preschool and after school program, and if you have a child who is eligible for any of these programs, be sure to check them out at a safari kid near you. More information can be found again at safarikidusa.com. We meanwhile can be found at the Safari Quiz Show Facebook page on Facebook. So if you like the show, please don't hesitate to show your support by liking our Facebook page Safari Quiz Show, and our email address is safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email to write to us if you want to participate on the show, if you want to suggest categories for the show, or if you want to give some feedback on the show. And of course, it's the place to send us your musical showcase pieces. I'm still looking for parents to send me the musical pieces that their kids have performed or sung or played, or if they would like to come and participate on the show live. We would love to have you. We are a live show. We do this every Saturday, 11 to 12. So if you have a child who is a budding musician, who is learning some music, we don't want perfection. We just want attempt and effort. This is our way of saying good job to all the kids who are taking that effort and learning music. So please do come on the show and play here in the studio, or send us your pieces at safariquizshow@gmail.com. They can be in the form of an MP3, WAV file, MP4, or even a YouTube link if you have it already recorded, because we can extract the music from that and play it on air. So don't forget to do that. We've been asking for weeks and weeks, but we don't have a lot of responses from you guys. And I'm a little surprised, because I know almost all children learn some musical instrument or the other, or if nothing else, they love to sing. So we'd love to have to showcase their pieces on air. So safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, so our contestants today are all 7th graders. That's a little bit of a change for us. And also, they are all friends, so we learn a little more about them. Let's meet our first contestant for today. His name is Ronit. Ronit, welcome to the show.
Hello. So,
tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from, my school is Kennedy, and all my friends are from Kennedy, too.
Kennedy Middle School?
Kennedy Middle School,
and which city is that in?
Cupertino.
Cupertino. Kennedy Middle School in Cupertino. Awesome. All right. So, is 7th grade tough?
It depends on what teacher you have.
Who's your strictest teacher? Which subject?
I guess Mrs. Norris.
From which class?
Social Studies.
Social Studies. Asks you to do a lot of projects.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
In social studies, we get a ton of
projects. And I know that a lot of projects require art, require drawing,
and
which my son in 7th grade hated. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you guys feel about that. How do you feel about drawing for art projects?
I do not like drawing.
You do not like drawing. Yes, it's not very popular, but teachers still make you do it. Mm-hmm. And the sad part is they keep making you do it even in high school, which is so sad. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you do for fun, Ronit?
I like to play tennis. That's my favorite, main sport.
Main sport? Mm-hmm. How many days a week do you end up playing?
Maybe 3 or 4.
3 or 4 days? Okay. Great. Awesome. So, that is Ronit. And let's meet our next contestant. His name will be familiar to regular listeners because he calls in. Vishrut, welcome to the show.
What's up, kids?
So, Vishrut, you're in Kennedy High Middle School in Cupertino as well.
Yeah.
You're a classmate.
Yeah.
So, tell me what you do for fun.
I play video games, and I play outside, and I play tennis, too.
You play tennis, too? You guys play tennis together?
No.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Well, so, recommend a good video game to our listeners.
Pokemon Alpha Sapphire.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that on the handheld or is it on a bigger
handheld
thing?
It's on the Nintendo 3DS.
3DS. What is
or
it called again?
Or if you're like me, you have a 2DS.
Alpha Sapphire.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Or
okay.
Omega Ruby.
Or Omega Ruby. They just used to have plain colors, right? Black, white, gold and things like that. Now they've got some qualifying adjectives, huh? Alpha,
yeah.
Sapphire and Omega Ruby.
They're actually remakes of really old games. The old games were Pokemon Ruby and Pokemon Sapphire.
Right. I've heard of those. So what's special about these?
They have new features like Mega Evolution for your Pokemon if they're holding the Mega Stone.
Cool.
And also Latias or Latios can do this move called Soar, where basically your character has this object called the Aeon Flute, which is in your key items, and then you can use that, and then Latios or Latias, depending on which game you have, will come and you can ride on them.
Awesome. So for anyone who's an enthusiast of Pokemon, this is really valuable information. Everybody else is going, huh? So let's move on to Vishrut's twin brother, who's also in the studio today. Welcome, Pratyush.
Hi.
So Pratyush, you're in the same class?
I'm in the same village as Vishrut, but I don't have any classes with him.
Oh, so...
But we have the same teachers.
You have the same teachers, but a different schedule.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to speak into the mic. I think your voice is a little soft. So, are you also the same playing video games with your brother and playing tennis?
I don't play tennis. I swim.
Okay. School swim team? There isn't one from middle school yet.
Don't have one.
Okay.
But yeah, I play Omega Ruby.
Okay. Isn't it nice that both of you can actually compete with each other over the DS?
Yeah.
That's fun, huh? Probably irritates your parents a heck of a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so they're all new to the show, though they've listened to it before. They're new to us in the studio. We did a little bit of practice on our buzzers before the show. But let me explain to them the point system. I'm just showing them the counters for the 10 points and the counters for the 5 points. So as you know, we have 3 categories, 10 questions each. All correct answers buzzed in first get 10 points. But if you answer the question correctly as a past question, you get 5 points. All wrong answers get -5. The person who buzzes in first does not get the opportunity to pass, but everybody else to whom the question comes as a past question has an opportunity to say pass and no penalty. Got it? All right. Let's do this. Our first category is analogies. For all the youngsters who are listening to us, this is how analogies work. We take two things that are comparable and we take 3 things that are comparable and try to find the fourth. So, for instance, a good analogy would be dog is to puppy as cat is to what? And the answer would
be kitten.
Right. So, based on that, we are going to have our first round of analogies. This is a super easy round. So, buzzer skills are going to be a lot, are going to play a big role in this. So, let's check our buzzers, make sure everybody's buzzers are working. First, Ronit, now Vishrut and Pratyush. Okay, so you can see the buzzers. As I said before, when we were practicing, buzz first, talk later. Okay. Our first analogy is, ornament is to tree as lights are to...
roof.
You know what? I'm going to actually accept that. I would have accepted house, but roof is fine. Yes, it's something to decorate. 10 points to Pratyush, who begins this thing. And you have to say your, again, answer well into the mic. Okay? Okay. But, of course, buzz first. Question number 2. Rudolph is to reindeer as Frosty is to...
Snowman.
Very good. As I said, buzzer skills. Question number 3. Turtle is to reptile as mushroom is to...
Fungus.
Awesome. 10 points for everyone. That is a good start. Question number 4. Snow is to sky as lava is to...
Volcano.
10 points to Ronit. I told you this is going to be easy. Question number 5. Planets are to telescope as bacteria are to...
Microscope.
Question number 6. Shall we slow them down a little bit? Wolves are to pack as whales are to... -5. Hand over your 10 point and here's a 5 point. Alright, question now passes to Vishrut. Vishrut, you have an opportunity to either say pass or to answer the question.
Heard?
Nope. -5 from you too.
Oh.
See, I told you. I had one googly question in there to slow everybody down.
Pod?
Pod is right. Oh, okay. Well done, Pratyush. Okay. Question number 7. Zeus is to Jupiter as Hermes is to...
No, that's Hades. Hermes is to...
-5. And question passes to Vishrut.
Mars.
No, that is not correct. Let me have your 5
That's
points.
That's Aries.
Mercury. All right.
Aries. I know.
Question number 8. Stalactites are to stalagmites as ceiling is to
Floor.
I will accept it. The perfect answer would have been ground, but floor is fine. Question number 9. Superman is to Clark Kent as Iron Man is to
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark. Our quiet Pratyush is doing really well. Last question in analogies round. Are you having fun so far?
Yeah.
It's a good round. We need to do more analogies. Brine is to salt as syrup is to
Sugar.
Well done. Yes, and that is the end of our first round. Now, as our listeners know, this is our time for our listener question. Our listener question and your call-in number for the studio is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. We're still doing our category analogies. Kids in the studio, zip it. This question is not for you. Alice is to Wonderland as Harry Potter is to Alice is to Wonderland as Harry Potter is to call in number 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Hogwarts.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my name is Akshit and I think it's Hogwarts.
Thank you, Akshit. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arush and the answer is
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts.
Thank you, Arush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is Hogwarts.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Juhi and the answer is Hogwarts.
Is that Juhi?
Yeah.
Okay. Juhi. Thank you, Juhi. Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is...
What's your name? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Damanji, and I think the answer is Hogwarts.
Thank you, Damanjeet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Hogwarts.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's your name? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, my name is Damanji.
Yes, you need to turn the radio down when you call in so you don't get confused. You're on the air now. Go ahead. What's your name? Hello? Let's go to our next
Hello, my name is Harnaman, and I think the answer is Harbord.
Thank you, Harnaman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharanya, and I think the answer is Hogwarts.
Thank you, Sharanya. And last caller for our first listener question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Hogwarts.
Thank you, Ashna. Ashna was the last caller for our first question. For those of you who are listening for the first time, I only take 10 calls per question. Just to move the thing along. And if you think you're missing out, you're trying to call in, not able to call in, then do what Pratyush did. He's been trying to call in a couple of times, but now he's here in the studio participating and he's having a lot of fun. So if you really want to win a prize, you want to be guaranteed to win a prize, then the best way to do it is to come on the show and be part of it. And the way you do it is write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention your grade and age, and Miss Anu, who's our producer, will make sure that she connects you with two other kids of the same grade, or you can come as friends. You're like, these three friends are here in the studio with us today. Yep. You can collect two of your friends and be here in the studio and have a wonderful time, and everyone wins a prize. So we're going to take a break now. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. When we come back, we'll see who won. Okay, welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We are here with Ronit, Vishrut and Pratyush. They're all seventh graders at Kennedy middle school in Cupertino, and we've just finished the first category, which was analogies. The listener question we had was Alice is to Wonderland as Harry Potter is to what, and all of you answered correctly. The answer indeed was Hogwarts, and from all the correct answers, Pratyush has picked the winner. Pratyush, who is the winner of the first listener question?
The winner of the first listener question is Juhi.
Juhi, lucky again. Good job.
Yay.
Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. You are very good about being very prompt the last time, so please do that again. Write to us right away, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention today's episode, date, question, answer. and also your name, and Miss Anu will get your prize to you as soon as possible. Now let's see how the kids in the studio did. Ronit, how many points do you have?
I have currently 20 points.
20 points. What about you, Vishrut?
Unfortunately, the great Vishrut has only 10 points.
There's plenty of time to make up. What about you, Pratyush?
I have 40 points.
40 Yay! Points. Woohoo! So Vishrut and Pratyush are twins. We're quite competitive. So this is getting to be very, very interesting. But as I told them, the point difference is practically insignificant because we have 20 more questions coming up as well as two more listener questions. So are we ready to get started?
Yep.
Let's do a quick buzzer check. Ronit, Vishrut, and Pratyush. All right. Our next category is famous Americans. Famous Americans. And here's our first question in the category. African-American activist who refused to sit in the back of the bus.
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks. Good job. Vishrut's making up 10 points. Question number two. President who gave the Gettysburg Address.
Abraham Lincoln.
Good job. You guys know your famous Americans. Question number three. First man on the moon.
What the fuck? This is so sad.
Minus five.
Neil Armstrong.
That is correct. Neil Armstrong.
I'm not that great under pressure.
All right. Question number four. Comedian who hosts The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Comedian who hosts The Daily Show on Comedy Central. I think you're old enough to watch. You should let your parents, you should ask your parents if they can let you watch. Because you get so much information about the daily news about that. Daily Show. No? Blank?
No.
John Stewart. Oh. All right. Question number five. Singer who popularized the moonwalk.
What?
It's yours.
Oh!
Michael Jackson.
I thought it was you.
I need to keep this visible so everybody can see. All right, that was Michael Jackson indeed.
I thought it was you.
Question number six. Prolific inventor who pioneered the use of commercial light bulbs.
Thomas Edison.
That is correct. Question number seven. Brothers credited with building and flying...
The Wright brothers.
That is correct. The world's first heavier-than-air aircraft. Very good. Question number eight. Creator of Mickey Mouse.
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. Ronit, are you giving up? Buzz, you'll get it. Just don't look at them when you're answering. Look at me. Question number nine. Boxer about whom it was said... He floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee.
Oh, I know this one. It's that.
He floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee. Boxer about whom it was said. He floats.
He's Muslim, but I don't know his name.
Okay. His birth name was Cassius Clay. What was his Muslim name? His birth name was Cassius Clay. His name was... He's the greatest boxer ever known. Nope.
Oh, Ali...
Buzz in if you want to answer.
Muhammad Ali.
Very good!
Yes,
Muhammad Ali. Yes, the clue is it stings like a bee. It rhymes with that. Okay, question number 10. Swimmer who's the most decorated Olympian?
Michael Phelps.
That is correct. You know, you had 22 medals. Amazing. All right. You guys zipped through that category. So now it's time for our listener question. Call in number 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here's your listener question in the category, famous Americans. Inventor, author, and politician. His face is on the $100 bill. Inventor, author, and politician. His face is on the $100 bill. Call in number 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Benjamin Franklin.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is Benjamin Franklin.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi,
my name is Rohan, and I think the answer is Ben Franklin.
Thank you, Rohan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Juhi, and the answer is Benjamin Franklin.
Thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Arav, and my answer is Benjamin Franklin.
Thank you, Arav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Damanjeet, and I think the answer is Benjamin Franklin.
Thank you, Damanjeet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mayuka, and I think the answer is Benjamin Franklin.
Is that Mayuka?
Yes.
Pretty name. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshat, and I think the answer is Benjamin Franklin.
Thank you, Akshat. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is...
Go for it.
And the answer is Benjamin Franklin.
Thank you, Gaurav. And last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and I think the answer is Benjamin Franklin.
Thank you, Tanisha. Tanisha was the last caller for our second listener question because we only take 10. I can see there are still some lines lighting up. If you're interested in participating on the show and being guaranteed of a prize, do write in at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And now it's time for a break. When we come back from the break, we will find out who won our second listener question as well as how the kids in the studio are doing before we proceed with our third round. This is the Safari Quiz Show. Jeja.
Sawal kiya.
Back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya with Ronit, Vishrut and Pratyush. Mouthfuls, all their names. And before we see how they've been doing in the studio, let's take a look at our second listener question, which was in the category Famous Americans. And the question was... Inventor, author, and politician. His face is on the $100 bill. Everybody got it right. It is indeed Ben Franklin. And from all the correct answers, it was Vishrut's turn to pick a winner. And the winner is...
And the winner is our new famous American. He's called in twice, and his name starts with a D and ends with a T. It's Damanjeet!
Awesome! I could not have done it better myself. Well done, Vishrut. Damanjeet, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question, answer, your name and grade. And if you'd like to come and participate on the show, please do let Miss Anu know in your email as well. Okay, so let's see how the kids are doing in the studio. Ronit, how many points do you have?
10.
10 points. Vishrut, how about you?
The amazing Vishrut is back up with 60 points.
60 points. Well done. And what about you, Pratyush?
I have 70 points.
70. This is going to be close. Are we going to have a tie break? Let's see. All right, our next question is, our next category is Africa. You guys ready?
Yep.
Let's do a quick buzzer check before we get started. What about you, Ronit? Pratyush? No, Vishrut and Pratyush. Yes, all buzzers are working. Points are in hand. They're getting ready to play our category Africa. Question number one. Which island off the coast of Africa is famous for lemurs?
Madagascar.
Very good. 10 points. Question number two. Which is the longest river in Africa?
Nile River.
Nile. Woo! Pratish is just roaring ahead. Question number three. Which country in Africa was Cleopatra queen of?
Egypt.
He's just faster, guys. I'm sorry to say. Pratyush again. Question number four. Slow down question. Piracy off the coast of which African country?
Somalia.
Awesome. Oh. Has plagued. I thought that was slow down it for sure. Well done, Pratyush. That was well deserved. Question number five. Name the biggest desert in the world found in...
Sahara Desert.
He's just running away with it. Sorry, Vishrut. Question number six. If you rated all continents by size, what number is Africa?
Four.
That is not correct. Minus five. And question passes to Pratyush. If you rated all continents by size...
I think it's three. I believe it's,
you know,
third.
What? It's my mistake. Actually, that's incorrect as well. My question would have been biggest to smallest, which by size, biggest, smallest. And no, that is not correct either. Ronit, you want to take a shot at it? You rated all continents by size, biggest to smallest, biggest being number one. What number is Africa?
Number...
Pick one.
Wait, so biggest will be one and...
Two?
Yes.
Thank me later.
What the heck?
All right, question
because
number
I thought
seven.
The U.S. would have been... Oh, wait, no,
it's
both
continents.
Like... Oh, yeah.
Question number seven. The southernmost tip of Africa is in which country?
South Africa?
Yes, that was too easy.
That was way too easy.
Too easy. Question number eight. The planet's largest living reptile is the Nile what?
Crocodile.
Very good. Two more questions. Can you guys catch up? Let's see. Question number nine. Africa also has the world's largest living mammal. What is it?
Elephant.
Very good. And
well, actually, the elephant is the largest land mammal.
Living land mammal. That is correct. You are absolutely right. Blue whale is the largest living mammal. I stand corrected, and you are absolutely right. Question number 10. The world's largest gem was found in South Africa. What kind was it?
Diamond.
Yes. That is correct. Very well done. And that is the end of our Africa round. Let's close the kids' mics because they're not eligible for this question, which is our special listener-only question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Name this five-letter deadly... Name this five-lettered deadly viral disease that has scared so many people the world over. Name this five-lettered... So it originated in Africa. Five-lettered viral disease that has scared people the world over that originated in Africa. All right. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Aaron, and my answer is Ebola.
Thank you, Arif. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rohan, and I think the answer is Ebola.
Thank you, Rohan. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my name is Akshit, and the answer is Ebola. Bye.
Thank you, Akshit. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Ebola.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Babi, and the answer is Ebola.
Thank you, Bubbly.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Go ahead. What's your name?
Hi.
Ayush.
Ayush, and what's your answer, Ayush?
Ebola.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Ebola.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, my name is...
Yeah, go ahead. What's your name?
Hi, my name is...
I think he's getting confused by the radio in the background. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Damanjeet, and I think the answer is Ebola.
Thank you, Damanjeet. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Yes, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and I think the answer is Ebola.
Thank you, Rahul. And last caller for our listener question today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti, and the answer is Ebola.
Thank you, Shruti. Shruti was our last caller. If you're still trying to get through and you're disappointed that you didn't get through today, please do reach out to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and participate on the show. That's a surefire way of being on the show and a surefire way of winning prizes. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won our third listener question as well as who won in our studio today. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja. Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuning in, you just missed an amazingly fun episode of the Safari Quiz Show. We're just coming to the end of our show for today. We had our last listener question for whom the winner was picked by... Ronit, let me quickly give the question first. This is a five-lettered viral disease that originated from Africa that is currently worrying the entire world. The answer was indeed Ebola. And Ronit, who was the winner of the third listener question?
The winner was Shruti.
Shruti, all right. Shruti, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to mention today's episode date, December 20th. The your name, the question, and the answer. And if you want to participate on the show, please be sure to mention that along with your age and grade so that Miss Anu can connect you for a future show. So let's see how the kids did in the studio and who was our winner for today. Ranit, how many points did you have?
15.
15. What about you, Vishrut?
Unfortunately, I came in second place because I only had 85
points. 85 points. That's pretty good. And of course, as he announced, our winner today is Pratyush. All right. Pratyush, how many points do you have?
125.
Awesome. So Pratyush is our winner for today. Congratulations. All our kids in the studio get prizes. So if you want to win on the Safari Quiz Show, the best way to do that is to participate on our show. Do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. By the way, I know next week is a Christmas break and a lot of you will be traveling or moving around, may not be in town. But if you are, be sure to tune in because we do have a live show with contestants in the studio and they would be really encouraged if we have kids listening to their show. So be sure to tune in next week, December 27th, same time, Saturday, 11 o'clock, 11 to 12. Is our regular schedule and we'll be following that. And of course, as usual, we will have three listener questions. And all you parents out there, this is a little bit of a slack period. I know you're not really busy working because nobody's working around this holiday. So this is your time to send us your musical pieces from your kids. Have them recorded, send it to us, or if they want to come and participate on the show, please do let us know. We're also setting up for all our future shows in January. So please, we are looking for participants, and as you see, when we have new kids on the show, it's a great deal of fun, and whoever comes here goes away feeling that they've had a wonderful experience and a wonderful time. So if you want to expose your children to the show, please do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And that's all we have for our show today. The show was produced by Miss Anu and Michael in the studio. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
kako počeva.